Thank you so much. In just a minute, Karl Claus takes to the sky in a miniature sleigh led by Rheimdolf, the rhyme-nosed rhyme deer.
Someone's been a very bad boy. Yeah.
That is our own version of the year-end clearance sale. Yeah.
Somebody got into the eggnog. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge coming up. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, the Los Angeles Clippers are not having a great season. They're 5-21. There's no sign they're going to get any better. Well, this week it came out that it's even worse than we thought. At home games, they're getting repeatedly heckled by whom?
Me. I actually went to a Clippers game recently. I was laughing at them a lot. Not just by their fans. Their fans?
Well, not just by their fans. That would be obvious.
Their players on their bench?
No.
Coaching staff?
Keep going upwards.
The owner of
the team? Owner of the team is heckling them. Donald Sterling is his name.
I did not deserve that bell.
No, the Clippers, if you don't follow the NBA, are one of the most storied franchises in all of sports. And the stories all begin, once upon a time, there was a team that sucked more than any other. Apparently, Clippers owner Donald Sterling has had enough. He's begun hurling insults at his own players from courtside. Really, he should be directing his heckling at the other team like any fan would do. Like, the next time the Heat comes to town, he should say, "Hey, LeBron, you play like the Los Angeles Clippers." The things he shouts, "Why are you in the game? You're out of shape. Why did you take that shot?" Those are some of his samples.
Who hired you?
I went to a Clippers game because I test drove a Kia, and as I was leaving, the guy was like, "Do you want to go to a Clippers game?" I said, "Sure," and he gave me a coupon that was like, "Go online and you'll get 2 free Clippers tickets," and they actually won that game.
So who did they play? Worse?
The Kia dealership guys?
The Sacramento Kings.
Which was worse, going to a Clippers game or test driving a Kia?
That's what I was wondering, like, who's slumming it in this relationship?
Adam, computers can do amazing things. They can beat grandmasters at chess. They can figure out what movies we want to see next. But programmers will soon unveil a computer that hopefully can do what?
Wow, that's a nice broad,
broad
question there. I find your keys.
Oh, I'll give you a hint. It's actually...
The first thing it says is, "Where did you have them last?" And then it says, "Why don't you try patting every part of your body in order to find them?" And then it says, "Maybe you left them in the car." And you say to it, "I never leave them in the car." And it says, "Well, maybe this time you did. You might as well check."
If it works, when it does it, it will give answers in the form of a question.
It's a therapist? It plays Jeopardy.
It plays Jeopardy, yes. Yes, it's true. This computer will play Jeopardy for 3 days in February. Jeopardy is planning to pit the show's most successful champions against an IBM computer named Watson. The computer will have to pick questions to answer from the big board. It'll have to understand the meaning of the question. It'll have to answer it in the form of a question. The chat with Alex Trebek is going to be pretty awkward, though. I work in an office. I am not programmed to have hobbies.
But even I know you look better with the mustache.
If this works, though, we'll see more computers on game shows like the Newlywed Game. Craziest place you've made whoopee? In the USB port, Bob. Kiri, in this age of luggage fees for bags, frequent business travelers have to limit what they take with them on their trips. Well, this week, the Westin hotel chain launched a new program providing them with what? Providing travelers, that is, with what?
Something that they can't bring with them?
Yeah. Did you get it there?
I need a clue.
Well, it's like, hello, front desk. I need a wake-up call in the morning and a jockstrap.
Your fitness wear?
Yes. Yeah, your sports, your workout equipment. Workout gear, clothing, that is. Here's how it works. The guest at the hotel picks up the shorts, socks, sports bras, and shoes at the front desk, gets in a good sweaty workout, returns them in, you get to wear them next. The Westin assures travelers the gym clothes will be treated to the same cleaning process the sheets get. Which makes us think, okay, now we don't want to be sleeping with the sheets.
Yeah. Just remember, you know, if you pack anything, pack a black light.
You know, I don't even like bowling shoes. I mean, this is... way worse.
In any event, the Westin hopes this new service will be more successful than the previous recycling effort. You're not going to finish all of that, are you? Room service repurposing program. Adam, Swiss banks are legendary for their high-class efficiency, sophistication, and discretion. But the Swiss bank UBS is so concerned its employees could sully that reputation, they've issued a lengthy memo telling them to avoid what?
Gambling.
No?
Eating Swiss food.
Well, eating something.
There's something that they don't want.
Yes.
There's something indiscreet that they might eat.
Something, yeah.
Garlic?
Yes, garlic and onion-based dishes, in fact. The 43-page dress and behavior manual is a cross between the Marine Corps handbook and what not to wear. Some of the tips are fairly obvious. Women, no short skirts. Men, no fingernails longer than 1.5 millimeters. Others are more difficult to understand. Men's ties should match the morphology of their face. Whatever that means.
My mom used to say that all the time.
We can't imagine what the situation of UBS was like before that necessitated this memo. You know, fire-breathing bankers running around with giant claws for fingernails and bikinis and ties that were in direct conflict with their facial morphology. The men are instructed to wear, and in great detail what this means, superior quality underpants. And that's defined. You know?
That matches the morphology of their genitals.